Welcome to today's deep dive into an editorial from The Edit. We are focusing on the Urban Cowboy Lodge in the Catskills today. And, well, our mission here is really to unpack how this one specific lodge is basically teaching the rest of the Hudson Valley a masterclass in hospitality as narrative.
Yeah, it's such a fascinating case study
because,
you know, it really is about that underlying narrative.
Exactly. And to just set the scene for you, driving that 2.5 hours from Manhattan into the big Indian wilderness, it is incredibly similar to the classic escape from Los Angeles out to Palm Springs.
Oh, absolutely. That geographical shift it's just crucial. Palm Springs kind of pioneered that exact brand of psychological reset, right?
Right, because you're physically leaving this frantic concrete existence. You know, you leave a dusty basement parking garage to go collect a slower, quieter life at the end of some winding road.
But for a modern lodge to actually deliver that quieter life once you finally park the car, I mean, it takes a lot more than just good interior design. It requires a really specific structural foundation.
Which brings us right to the core numbers from the piece. The literal spine of Urban Cowboy success really just comes down to this very specific equation. 200 acres divided by 44 rooms.
Yeah, which works out to roughly 4.5 acres per key.
That's huge.
It is. The acreage isn't just like an amenity listed at the bottom of a brochure. It is the entire thesis. I mean, when a property secures that much land for so few guests, they're basically physically engineering isolation.
Right. It's the exact difference between checking into a standard boutique hotel and getting, you know, a cute little trail map versus feeling like someone literally handed you the keys to your own small private valley.
Exactly. The math actually becomes the brand.
Wow. Yeah.
And having a canvas that massive, well, it forces a really distinct design choice. You can't just rely on standard luxury tropes to fill up an entire valley. The editorial hits on this great concept that generic luxury is a commodity, but specific luxury is a brand.
I do want to push back on that just a little bit, though.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Because I see the amenities list in this piece, right? There is an Estonian sauna, Ralph's Bar and Bowling, a literal tree net strung up between trunks in the forest. And my first thought is just, is this hyper-specificity the ultimate hospitality test, or is it just pretentious marketing jargon?
That's a fair question.
Like, does calling it an Estonian sauna actually change your guest experience, or is it just a gimmick to sound edgy?
Well, it functions as a memory anchor. I mean, high thread count sheets are really nice, but they are expected. They blur into literally every other luxury stay you've ever had.
That's true, yeah. Nobody goes to work on Monday bragging about thread count.
Exactly. But by giving these installations these idiosyncratic names and placing them in the very specific context of the big Indian wilderness, they force you to engage with the environment.
Yeah.
You don't just take a sauna, you know.
Yeah.
You participate in the localized ritual.
Okay, right. People will absolutely talk about hanging out in a tree net. That hyper-specificity makes the trip this easily retellable story.
Right. But notice that a tree net only works if you actually have an ancient towering forest to string it across.
Oh, sure.
That hyper-specificity relies entirely on the raw geography of the Catskills. I mean, places like Kingston, Rhinebeck, and Hudson, they've been having massive moments for a decade now, but their appeal is dense. It's walkable.
Yeah, whereas the Catskills offer this raw, sprawling space.
Exactly. It's doing something the rest of the valley just isn't.
But space is notoriously difficult to market, though. You can't really capture 200 acres of silence in a standard Zillow photo.
Yeah, and that is the challenge for anyone selling real estate or hospitality up there. You have to make that vast emptiness legible to a buyer or a guest before they even arrive.
How do they even do that, though?
Urban Cowboy does it through very atmospheric photography and targeted copy. So they don't just photograph empty woods. They photograph a solitary figure in the woods. It plants the idea of solitude in your mind before you ever even click book.
Basically, they are selling quiet.
Yes, exactly.
Context changes everything. I mean, if you took this exact 44-room lodge and dropped it in downtown Manhattan, that 4.5 acres per key metric completely vanishes.
Right. And they would suddenly be competing purely on generic amenities.
Which is a game they would lose against the mega hotels.
Yeah.
The geography of the Catskills literally subsidizes their brand.
That's why the context is the premise, not just the backdrop. It really is an editorial triumph as much as an architectural one.
So if you are listening to this and you just need to unplug, we really highly recommend you go take that 2.5 hour drive.
Oh, 100%. Just go observe this narrative engineering firsthand.
Yeah. Book a room, walk those trails, sweat it out in the Estonian sauna, and just do nothing on purpose.
It is so rare to find a place that actually delivers the quiet at markets.
Truly. And before we wrap, here is a final provocative thought for you to mull over. We've talked a lot today about how a property sells a narrative. Next time you look at real estate, whether it's for a weekend getaway or a permanent move, just ask yourself this. If the physical structure was completely stripped of its marketing story, would you still want to be there? Or are you just buying the myth someone else wrote?